You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. 73 days. That's how long it's taken commentator Brian O'Nunoyne to articulate his emotions about the passing of the late Prime Minister of Britain, Margaret Thatcher. She died April 8th following a stroke at the age of 87.
And a very good morning to you all. Maggie Thatcher died recently. I'm sure you knew about that. And I wanted to let the dust settle a bit before I spoke of her. Well, the dust has settled. And I still don't like her. I don't wish to sound cruel or even undiplomatic, but I don't mourn her loss. I know that she enjoyed something of a special relationship with Ronald Reagan, but then, even with his Irish roots, I never really liked Reagan either. Mrs. Thatcher was known as the Iron Lady, and for good reason, because she was uncompromising, unyielding, and in her own mind, infallible. Now, you might be thinking that I don't like her because she was British, and because I'm Irish, I have a chip on my shoulder about the Brits. Well, that's not true. Regular listeners will have heard me speak in glowing terms of Her Majesty the Queen, whose real name, as you know, is Helen Mirren. And to coin an ill-advised, perhaps cliché, some of my best friends are English. I have no problem with the English at all, as long as they don't beat the Irish at rugby, soccer, cricket, or any other sport you care to mention. But back to Mrs. Thatcher. She was not a lovable woman. Okay, so perhaps neither was Churchill a lovable man. Let me put it more bluntly. Mrs. Thatcher caused more deaths in Northern Ireland due to her intransigence and her insistence upon the put the boot in policies than any other British Prime Minister. Round up the usual suspects, that was her approach to security. Lock them up until we can figure out if they've done anything. And in the meantime, beat the daylights out of them in order to secure some sort of a confession from someone. Anyone, it doesn't matter if they're innocent or not. To say she was despised in Northern Ireland by the Catholic community is to put it mildly. And she will never, ever be forgiven for allowing the hunger strikers to die. Mrs. Thatcher's handling of the IRA was one disastrous bungle after another, each leading to massive recruitment drives into the hands of the terrorists. They played her like the bombastic, jingoistic, boastful fool that she was. And many British hated her too, particularly if you were working class. She blamed the unions for everything, and while there is no doubt that there were abuses within certain unions, she set out to smash them rather than reform them. In their place, she wanted unregulated corporate Britain, untrammelled by rules, to allow the private sector to go on embracing full-on capitalism, which would resolve all of Britain's and indeed the world's woes. Gordon Gekko's quote from the movie Wall Street, "Greed is good," was music to her ears. The abuses of the union movement were simply replaced by rampant capitalism, which in itself is just as distasteful. So no, I'm not too terribly upset for the demise of the Iron Lady. I believe that politics is the art of compromise, not the triumphalism of dogma. Talk to you next week. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.